Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Nishpas Arbi Yaakov Shom Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Makkos Daf Zayin. The Mishnah in Mudalev brings the Sanhedrin Oreges Echod B'Shavuo Nigris Chivlonis. A Sanhedrin that kills once every 7 years is already has a din of Chivlonis of a killer Beis Din. Rabbi Ben Azariah said even once every 70 years, and Rabbi Tarfon and Rekiva said if they were in Sanhedrin, Lo Nerag Odo Me'olam, nobody would ever be killed. Now the idea behind it, says the Maharal here in Chiddush HaKodesh, is the first Maharal on Maseches Makkos, and he explains like this. When we're talking about a Sanhedrin who's Dan Din Toiro, we're talking when Am Yisrael or Tzadikim. Why? When Am Yisrael are not doing the right thing, we learn in Maseches Sanhedrin, the Beis Din has the Rishus to be Makkev, Manish, Ish Loikidin Toiro. If Beis Din, if Sanhedrin sees that Am Yisrael needs to have some correction system, they're allowed to do it. So when are we focused on Dini Toiro, Dini Beis Din only? It's when Am Yisrael at Tzadikim, everybody's doing the right thing, and now we're judging based on Dini Toiro, the Sanhedrin. So because we're talking about not a time that you need a siag, it's just the actual Dini Toiro. So here we have to come and search and try to find the Toiv in every Yid, says the Maharal. And if they're killing more than once every 7 years, that means they didn't look for the schus of every Yid. Here we can add what we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta, what many of them before should point out, what the Ramban said, Kiloyad's the grosho. We know Hakadosh Baruch Hu is doing the din. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave Beis Din a certain responsibility, that's their responsibility. So they need to go and look and search and find that all the schus that they could do for every single year that comes in front of Beis Din. The Ben Yoyada here adds more. He says that similar to what we're going to see later in the Gemara, the Sanhedrin should have davened to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that they should not have the need to kill another yid. Hayalem lispala shaloyavoy liyodom doverze. Should not come to their hand. The fact that they had to deal with killing a yid, that's something which is somewhat their responsibility. And Otzotek HaKoyin, in a Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, in his Kuf Ayin Hei, goes on to say that whenever somebody causes any harm to another Jew, even though that was the right thing, even though the Jew deserved it, even though there was the chiyuv that was supposed to happen, but at the end of the day, someone caused a tzar to another Jew, so there is a taina against him. He brings an example. There was somebody called Adoniram who was responsible for the taxes of Shlomo HaMelech. And what were the taxes of Shlomo HaMelech for? To build Beis HaMikdash. What a tremendous mitzvah. But at the end of the day, he was somebody who went and collected money. And he extracted money out of Am Yisrael, causing them a lot of tzar. As we saw in Maseches Sanhedrin, that when the son of Shlomo HaMelech became king, Am Yisrael came and begged him to please remove some of the taxes. How difficult it was for them to pay the taxes. Because a mas is a tax which is a burden. As it says in the Pasuk, Sori misim leman anoisoy. Referring Mitzrayim there, referring obviously to the Shiva the Mitzrayim. But it's called a mas, it's called a tax, and it causes an inu, it causes suffering. So therefore, Adoniram, this person of Shlomo HaMelech, is in the end, he was nirgam ba'avonim. He was stoned to death. Says Reb Tzadok, when Sanhedrin, you have to kill somebody. First of all, they had to fast the whole day. And the reason for it is because kol shechaveyur neno shel yodoy. When someone causes his friend to be punished, and he is responsible, he's part of it, so then there's a chiyuv in him as well. And even though he's doing a mitzvah, but still, though there's a mitzvah over here, he's causing tzar to the shechino, as the Loshon, the brother in the Mishnah, kaleini mizroi, kaleini miroishi, kishbohu mitzar b'mapalosav shevashoyim, and therefore the Sanhedrin that do it, they're somewhat responsible, and that's why if they do it too much, they do it more than once every 70 years, they're called chavlonis. The me'ashiloyach, the ishbetzeh, the Rebbe of the Reb Tzadok, he brings a parash kesiso dover niflamoid. He explains that finding the schus in the mile of every yid, even in a rasha, that's something which is something hard to do, it's a difficult thing to do. And a difficult thing to shtim it together with Dini HaToyro. If you go base the Dini HaToyro, it looks a person who did an aveiro, he's a rasha, he deserves to get punished. And if you believe that every yid has something good in him, how does that shtim with Dini HaToyro? Since that's the pshat that Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, so I'll show you my back. What's the back? Kesher shel tefillin. What's the tefillin? Naftuli niftalti, how we're connected. Kodesh Baruch Hu is connected to every person in Am Yisrael. Every Yid is connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you will not see how that connects in the face to the derech that the Torah goes. It says the ponna is all kabbalah so'inshim, all the punishments that someone gets. How does that fit with the fact that Shbogel connects to every yid? It's something we don't understand. Except one person, says the Me'ah Shiloich. And that is Rabbi Akiva. Because the Medrash says, Dvom Shaloi Nemru Lemoyshe Nemru Rabbi Akiva. And it says, the kol yokor rosoi eini. Explains the Me'ah Shiloich, Rabbi Akiva was able to connect the midah of din in this world, the punishment of Beis Din, together with the Kesher Shel Tefillin. And he says that's the Pshat Rabbi Akiva says, that if he wasn't Sanhedrin, it's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, but Rabbi Akiva is saying, if I was in Sanhedrin, never a Yid would be killed. Why? Because he was always would find that it could have seschus of every Yid. He saw the Achoyra, the Kesher Shel Tefillin, that every Yid has, even the biggest Rishoyim. Finding that tzchus, finding that kesher that every Yid has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is what will give each one, every Rosho, who will find that tzchus and not allow him to die in Sanhedrin. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava, email us to what's to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.